This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Elona Sanders, your transformation catalyst, and I want to thank you for joining our global empowerment community. We are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart. You will be awakened to who you are in Christ, become divinely aligned with your true purpose, and activate your miracle manifesting power. Thank you again for joining us. Stay tuned for today's empowerment message. Good morning, great morning, everyone. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Elona Sanders, your transformation catalyst. Thank you for connecting with the Early Morning Empowerment virtual community. I want to welcome you to another powerful and insightful Early Morning Empowerment prophetic gathering. This is day number 18 for January 18, 2018. Wow. We are just in a blessed season and a blessed time. And I am feeling so invigorated, so strengthened, so excited. I am in high expectation. What about you? Are you in high expectation? With that being said, let's activate the success mind. Let's bring our heart and our mind present. And let's take a good healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, as we are releasing, we're filling that space now with a conscious awareness of this present moment. And we connect in. And we are present right here, right now. Next, healing deep breath in. On the exhale, we're so thankful and grateful today just for the ability to be able to breathe, to fill the lungs with air, to refresh and rejuvenate every cell in our body. And we turn our focus and our attention inward, and we tap into our rich inner life of the kingdom of God. Next, healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, we sit in this sacred moment. We relax. And as our attention and focus is inward, we tap into our heart and the spirit of gratitude this morning. And we just stir up thanksgiving. And we're so thankful for another day, for another opportunity. Thank you for life, health, and strength. We're so thankful today. We're so thankful for all things working together and fitting into a plan for good. We're so thankful for this call to come together every morning in this community and experience new faith, new strength, new empowerment that leads to transformation. We're so thankful. We're so thankful for the vision and the insight that is being born in each and every one of us. We're so thankful that we make our hearts and ears attentive to godly wisdom, and that we allow you to give us fresh download, and we will hear. We will hear. And we will take action. We thank you for divine alignment today. And we thank you that all things are in order. We thank you for the ministering angels that are sent to minister for us, that they are working, they are moving. Things are shifting. Things are happening. Things are being corrected. And we thank you that we are in right standing because we seek you first today. We seek you first today. We seek your way of being and doing right. And we know that all things are added to us, and it is so. Go ahead and take one more good healing deep breath in. And on that exhale, again, this is Elona Sanders, and welcome to day number 18 in this awesome and amazing time that we've been having in this prophetic gathering. We want to just continue on building, building, building. And I have a saying that information without implementation will not yield a harvest. And being able to implement or to put action to what it is that you are hearing, that is where your results are going to come from. And so you all know that it's true. You can have tons of information, books on your shelf collecting dust, your hard drive filled with information collecting dust. But if you don't take that information and breathe life into it by taking some divinely inspired action, then it remains information. We often say that knowledge is power, because when you know better, you can do better. But still, it's not enough to know. You have to do. When you know better, you can do better. And when you make the decision that you're going to do better, that's when things begin to change. And I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to continue to make those changes, to set those goals, to set your hand to do whatever it is that you know that you are called to do in this season. I'm reposting today from a post I did a year ago for this week. And I spoke to this when I wrote you guys over the weekend. And I talked about Blue Monday. And I said that this is a great time to revisit what you want for yourself this year. Because statistics say that Blue Monday, which we just passed last Monday, by the third Monday in January, people are depressed because they have already blown their New Year's goal. And we don't want you to be a part of a statistic. So even right now, in this third week, as we are approaching the 21 days, this is why sometime, you know, it's good to go out 30 days, even 40 days in the new year, because that gives you time that if you fall off, if you're distracted, if you get depressed, to go back and start reevaluating, reset your mindset, and then keep moving forward. And that's where we want to land. We want to make sure that we're taking the time to reevaluate what it is that we said. Look at that. Many times we are missing because we're not putting our hands on that dream, that vision, that goal every day. You've got to touch it every day, breathe life into it every day. If you are not paying attention, and you know my saying, wherever attention goes, energy flows. And wherever energy is flowing, you are creating. You're in creation mode. And so this will give us time as we extend out 30 days, 40 days, to have time to reevaluate, put our hands every day on that goal and breathe life into it. Because if you don't breathe life into it, then life circumstance can overtake you and distract you, bewilder you, confuse you, and depress you. So we're not a statistic in terms of accepting that we're already in confusion and defeat, but we are refreshing and we are staying focused. And by now, I pray that you have been able to embrace what we have been laying down, particularly this week, as we're building on the foundation and understanding how to get out of your own way, and then how to embrace a now moment, because a now moment is where the power is. Staying present in a now moment is truly where the power is. And you remember the saying I quoted a couple of weeks ago when we were here, that the reason why you become miserable, aggravated, and frustrated is because you want this present moment, the present moment that you're in, you want it to be something other than what it is at that moment. And when you lock into the energy of what you see in your physical realm of appearance, and it is contrary to what you want it to be, that's where your aggravation sets in, your depression, your confusion sets in. It is so powerful for you when you realize that you play a great part in what you are experiencing. That's a powerful place. It's actually a powerful place. So what's happening as you begin to look out in your physical realm and you insist that it be different than what it is, that is where all the trouble comes from. Because you're judging what's in your physical realm of appearance as something that is written in stone. And you need to go back and listen to yesterday's message, because we talked a lot about how to not lock into what's in your physical realm of appearance, but how to stay present in the now moment, because that's where power is. So let me say this again, that's when you get into trouble, when you insist that your present moment should be different than what it is. So for instance, if you have been, like we used this language yesterday, I'm believing God for, and we put, and when we say a statement like that, I'm believing God for, many times what you're really saying is that you're waiting for God to do something. You're waiting for God to approve of something. You're waiting for God to give the go-ahead that it's okay. And we laid the foundation and we're building on the fact that it's already given, it's already done. And now your part is to come into alignment and agreement with what you say you are believing and not what your physical realm is showing you. I remember back in the 80s when I used to listen to Kenneth Hagin and the Copelands back in the late 70s, early 80s. They had a phrase saying, I won't be moved by what I see. I won't be moved by what I see. And as years went on, we began to understand more of what that means. You cannot be moved by what you see in your physical realm of appearance, because that can change at any moment. So I want to make this clear today that aggravation, frustration, depression sets in when you are judging the present moment. And you believe this present moment is all there is. So if you set a goal and you've been working on the goal, or you say, I'm believing God for. And that's usually where we get tricked. When we start saying, I'm believing God for, but there's no action on our part. And you know the scripture well, faith without works is dead. Faith without corresponding action is dead. So when we say I'm believing for, but there is no action whatsoever, either action that you're doing by tapping in and embracing divine vision and looking into that and filling up your spirit with that, and then getting some strategy and insight as to how to move forward, getting that wisdom and that guidance about how to move forward, what pieces to take. This is what I've come to understand and find out. And I know this is true for you as well. Anything is possible. And I know that you all have had all kinds of flashes of insight and inspiration to come up into your heart and your mind, but you didn't take any action on it. And you waited so long till the anointing or the season or timing or the energy of that started to dissipate. Let me say that again. Anything is possible. Anything is possible. If you see that in your heart and you see it in your mind, it's because it's already done. It's already alive in another dimension. It's already a reality in another dimension. And all you have to do now is come into agreement with it and start working the pieces. Now that, it sounds like I'm not saying much of anything, but when we slow down and we actually breathe around this word, we will have to admit that more times than not, we would have to really admit that more times than not, we failed to take inspired action. What we have done is taken frantic action and taken action that was not filled with any faith at all. action that was not being inspired from what was happening in your rich inner life, but we were taking action based on what we were judging from what was around us. We were taking action based on what someone else said, but you had no belief in it. And now you're confused and bewildered and you're upset with God and you don't know what's going on. And it was a false word. It wasn't the correct word, but we didn't embrace it. We didn't own it. We had no real faith attached to it. You're going to see more results when you can slow down and take one thing and activate some real faith around it and get divine inspiration. So that's why we always want to take that authentic action. And we ask ourselves these questions when we're moving forward. Why am I doing this? Is this what I really feel in my heart I should be doing? Or am I doing it because I want to fit in? I want to be like other people. I want to prove that I'm important. I want to prove that I'm worth something. That kind of action usually leaves us bewildered, confused, upset, depressed, stuck in the same situation. So now when you take all that you have experienced and you lay it on the table and say, okay, I can clearly see a lot of what I was doing, not all, but a lot of what I was doing, I was just doing stuff just to be doing it, or I was just going through the motions. But this year, now that you know who you are, now that you know that you are a super being and that this awesome atomic power resides in you, that all of eternity resides in you, every attribute of God, you have been given that to have dominion in this earth realm. If you don't meditate on nothing else this year but understanding that, you're going to be ahead of the game. This is all about pace, not race. We're not in a race. We're not in competition. No, beloved. We're not trying to keep up with anyone. But when you can slow down, hear the voice of the Holy Spirit within for yourself, get that real vision for yourself, for your life. Some of you are so multi-gifted, so multi-talented, there's so many things that you can be doing that you don't know what to do. Or if you decided, okay, well, this is what I'm going to do, then you run into, well, how do I get started? What piece should I take first? Where do I go? All of those kind of things are valid, but you need some help and you need to keep walking and moving, but staying true. Staying connected to your divine self and flowing out of that, even if it means that you sit out a game. If you don't get put up for playing time for a minute, it's okay. As long as you know that you are really tapped in and connected, you are hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit, and you are on task and you are on track. Now, I'm saying a lot today because when you get quiet, when you really take the time to get quiet, some things that you have your hands on, you have to take your hands off of them. And it can be scary because, I don't even know if I should say this because I don't want to encourage to do somebody beyond their faith, to do something beyond their faith, but we are talking about being tapped into your spirit and being able to hear for yourself. And there are some things that you have to take your hands off of, because you know that you have to take your hands off of it. Even if it means that you're no longer the most important person in the group anymore. Even if it means you take a cut in salary or you have no income. Now that's really scary right there, and I'm not going to dwell there because you have to be in a certain place to be able to walk that out. But my whole point is, that's when you get to the authenticity of your calling. That's when you get to what's real about your life. When you can just slow down enough to say, you know what? I'm doing all this, but I'm not doing it for the right reason. My motive is not right. My motive is not pure in this. I'm doing this so that I can look good to other people. I'm doing this, whatever the reason is. You get what I'm saying. We judge ourselves so that we will not be judged. And when you can stay present in a now moment and do not insist, or try to force or demand that this present moment be any different than it is, you have to leave that circumstance alone. Leave it alone when you look around and you feel the aggravation and the frustration, the disgust or the depression, whatever it is, because the circumstance is not the way you know it could be. When you feel that, that is your sign right there to stop, disconnect from the energy that you're getting ready to flow into what you're looking at, because all you're doing is strengthening it. You are strengthening it. And you are holding it in a locked position in your reality. You need to write that down. When you focus on your physical realm of appearance to the point where you start feeling frustration and aggravation and depression rise up because you know it should be different, you are connecting to the energy of that. You are coming into agreement with the energy of that, and what you are saying to the universe, to divine law, to ministering angels, to everything that is here to assist you, you're saying, I'm in agreement with this. This is what I want in my life. Give me more of it. Oh, you don't think you're saying that because in your conscious mind, you're fussing. But you have to look at these two divine principles that are powerful. When you put your thought patterns there and you're thinking about it and you bring the emotions into it, and that's bringing emotion into it when you start arguing, murmuring, complaining, being frustrated about it, you're bringing your energy into that. And where energy flows, where your attention goes, that energy is flowing, you are creating that. And then you're vibrating on the same level as what you're looking at and fussing about and complaining about, you're coming into divine alignment with it. So when you start looking at something and right away a thought comes to your mind and you start murmuring and grumbling and you start feeling a certain kind of way about it, remember that is your signal to disconnect from what you're looking at. Shift. And that holy instant, take that shift and put your attention and focus inwardly and breathe. And breathe. And as you continue to do that, you'll notice that you will become skilled. That when you start looking at things in your realm of appearance that does not please you, you will begin to learn how to not focus there. And when you get bad news, or when you're being threatened, when things look like it's not going to work, or the bottom is going to fall out, you know how to retreat to this place of power, because this is the real place of power. So what's happening now, when you look at that circumstance, or you feel the threat, and you know the threat is real, but there's something more real, with a capital R. There's another reality that if you just go into your rich inner life and come to the law of non-attachment and let go and let God and begin to affirm that you know no matter what, everything is going to work for your good, no matter what. It doesn't matter how real the threat is. And trust me when I tell you, we know that the threats can feel so real. They can feel so real. Rather it's health, rather it's finances, rather it's relationships. It doesn't matter what it is, when you are threatened, you can feel that. That is why scripture says, no weapon formed against you can prosper. And that is what a threat is. A threat is a weapon being formed. But you have to know where to come in your heart and your mind in that moment, so that that weapon cannot prosper. That's how you get to a place where weapons cannot prosper. And you all have experienced this because we all have hit and missed. It's not like we've never operated in faith or we've never rode through a temptation or a test or a trial or a weapon forming and came out victorious. We all have experienced that. But what we want to move into is being able to live out of this place on a daily basis, learning how to retreat into this rich inner life so that when you retreat inwardly, you can advance outwardly. I want you to write that down. You want to become skilled at retreating inwardly so that you can advance outwardly. And when you learn to retreat inwardly, you get new strength, you get new insight, you get new strategy, you get new wisdom, you become a brave tactician, and you get your tactics right, you get your arsenal together, and you know what steps to take. Because know this, beloved, in this equation, everything in heaven, all the spiritual law, everything in the universe, all the ministering angels, everything is saying yes and amen to what's coming out of your spirit. It's already saying yes. It's already saying yes. That is why the scripture says, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Whatever you deem permissible, it's already done in the heavens. So you have to just deem it permissible and allowable in the earth realm. And what we should be deeming permissible or allowable is that which is already allowed in heaven. It's all about agreement, folks. Agreement, 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 agreement. What are you agreeing with? Where are you placing your agreement in this season? Because listen, if you are placing your agreement with thoughts of fear, lack, scarcity, intimidation, inadequacy, all of those negative emotions, guilt, fear, shame, if you are in agreement with that, that is what you're going to produce more of, and you're going to barely see the results that you know you should have. You're not going to see that word come to pass in your life because you're not in proper alignment. You're agreeing with those lower level emotions and vibrations, but we want to stay with love or above. Those are the emotions we want to stay with. And to me, love is the reset point. Love is the anchor point because everything works by love. The scripture says faith works by love. Miracles are nothing more than expression of love. That's all a miracle is. So love is that center place that you want to come back to reset and recalibrate. So when you're looking at people with disgust and frustration and aggravation, come back to love. Reset. Disconnect from there. Go inwardly and realize this present moment right now is powerful. And I'm not going to spend this present moment being in agreement with frustration. I'm not going to spend this present moment being in agreement with lack and limitation. I'm not going to spend this present moment being in agreement with sickness and disease, broken relationships, but I'm going to go inside, I'm going to retreat so I could tap into love and come out in advance and be in agreement with the things that God has already given and provided. So as we move forward, and you start learning how to tap into the now presence of love, of abundance, of joy, of prosperity, success, health, wholeness, wealth, all of those attributes that are divine. That is where we want to land in this season and be so skilled at tapping in and coming into divine alignment there. Take a good healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, let that word just dance around and move around on a cellular level right now. Let everything that we've heard and embraced begin to recreate new cells of success, new cells of enthusiasm, new cells of power, new cells of bold, daring, authentic action, new cells of inspiration, so that we are transformed by the renewing of our minds. And we're thankful for that and grateful for it. All right, beloved, I'm going to release you with many blessings for the rest of your day. Let's get hit social media today. Let's tweet something, post something, Instagram something, pin something about early morning empowerment. What resonated for you today? Invite someone to be with us right back here tomorrow at 6 a.m. Eastern. All right, beloved, have a blessed, wonderful, and amazing day. Bye now. It has been my divine pleasure to serve you today. Remember, information without implementation will not yield a fruitful harvest. Please continue to connect with me on social media, Facebook at Ilona Sanders. You can visit my website at ilonasanders.com for more resources, masterclass, workshops, or upcoming events. Please send me your thoughts, questions, comments, or feedback to es@ilonasanders.com. Until next time, continue to move in purpose, on purpose, and be blessed. Bye now.